Five things to do with your refund. You have a refund this year. Woohoo! Extra money to work with. You may be feeling excited and wanting to spend this money on something. But what? Here are some ideas to consider. Invest your refund. This is a great opportunity to create an emergency fund, add to your retirement or kids' college fund. If you are new to investing, review Investing for Beginners. If not, maybe you'd be interested in aligning your values with your investment. Domini, a mutual fund firm that's women-led, is one option. Another option is Calvert, a company with a range of responsible investing solutions. Two, pay down your credit cards. If you are burdened with credit card debt or looking to reduce your monthly payment, this is an excellent way to use your refund. This will increase your FICO score and improve your credit. You could also negotiate with your credit card company and pay off a credit card or reduce your balance, hence reducing your monthly payment. Negotiating with a financial institution may initially affect your credit score. Three, pay down your mortgage. Imagine lowering your monthly payment or the life of your mortgage. It's doable if you chipped away every year you received a refund. Per the mortgage report, here are some ways to do so. Make an extra payment. Recast, which is making a lump sum payment towards your principal, but keeping the same mortgage. Or make a lump sum payment towards the principal. Number four, self-care. Take care of yourself. This could include a 1, 3, or 7 day meditation retreat, a yoga retreat, or simply taking a much needed vacation. You can also expand your home self-care routine, like finally purchasing a proper meditation mat and cushion. Five, invest in yourself. Maybe you need financial guidance to help you navigate challenging situations. Financial mentoring can assist you in achieving your goals and building a healthier relationship with your finances by helping you understand your financial self clearly and empowering you with tools on how to deal with triggers. Adjust your withholding. Yes, this doesn't sound that exciting, especially if you're receiving a refund for the first time. But one thing to take into account is that Uncle Sam has had your refund in their bank account all year long. Think of the interest you could have earned or not paid if you had this money in your account. Review your withholding by using the IRS tax withholding estimator, or take advantage of Pay As You Go, a service from the IRS. This will ensure you benefit and use your money to the fullest potential instead of Uncle Sam. Mindful reminder, be wise with your refund. Going out and splurging on things is a lot of fun, but at the end, all you have are things. Learning to be patient and skillfully planning what to do with your refund will yield a more gratifying experience, as you will reap the benefits of less debt and a calmer mindset. How does that sound?